In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to yet another episode of the Shock Factor podcast. And this is another fun one where we have episode 2 for you of the Shock Factor, where Hayden Schott of Texas A&M is going to be joining us to talk to us about what it's been like playing in the SEC. Now that he's gotten his feet wet with a few conference weekends under his belt, we needed to pick his brain, see what the big differences were from the Ivy League to the SEC, because that is such an interesting jump. Now, I think one of my favorite things we end up talking about, and this might be a little bit of a spoiler alert, but Hayden had his first chartered flight with the team, which from my experience going to App State and UMBC, when we would fly, we would just go to a regular airport. And that's how I would say probably 90% of college baseball teams travel. And that's totally normal. Like, that is a normal college baseball experience. And personally, I always thought it was fun to go to the airports. We would get there super early at UMBC because BWI was right down the road from us. So we would get there and we would have like a number of hours just messing around in the airport, just having fun, being college age kids messing with each other. And it's always a good time. Like, I remember a lot of the travel days. One of my favorite travel days was my freshman year. We traveled to Texas State. And it was a 7-hour travel day because the closest airport to us was 2 hours away. Closest airport to Texas State was about 2 hours away. It was a long travel day. Either way, it was just a blast. And all I really remember from it was, well, one, we got to the hotel at 2 a.m. That part kind of stunk. But we were required to wear button-down shirts. And like, most people were like, okay, those are going to be nice shirts. My friend Travis Holden told me, like, hey, Hawaiian shirts button down, right? Like, just wear that. And so me and him ended up wearing Hawaiian shirts while everyone else was like dressed kind of nice in polo shirts. So that was fun. I got shelled that weekend, whatever. That's fun. But either way, we talk about what it's like, just that mind-boggling experience, because, you know, for guys at Texas A&M, this is normal. This is like how they are used to traveling. So they aren't like, oh, we're getting on a charter. This is insane. It's kind of the norm. But for guys like Hayden, who just transferred in and they're used to that other experience, it's insane. To just pull up on a tarmac on a bus is a mind-blowing thing. To think about the fact that, like, oh, we got to look both ways just in case the airplane's coming in blows my mind. I don't know how it's allowed. But if you play in the SEC or you play high-end college baseball where the budget's pretty big, you get to do it. And it's really just an awesome experience. And it's something like, as a player, really sticks with you, because it's like every time I fly, I think about, damn, I wish this was as easy as that time I just pulled up to the tarmac and got on the bus. And truth be told, someone else prepared a packing list for me. Shout out Justin Armstead for that. But now travel's way harder because I don't have 30 of my friends dressed the exact same as me going to the exact same destination. So now it's all, hey, that's on you. But that being the case, every time I'm traveling, it makes me think of college baseball. One, because typically going to a college baseball event. But two, it reminds me of like, damn, I wish this was as easy as when I played college baseball. And so it was really fun to get into that with Hayden. And we got into a lot of other fun topics. Of course, we go into Texas A&M and we get a look behind the scenes there of what it's been like up to this point being a Texas A&M Aggie. And of course, get some insight as to how the pitching staff has had the success they've had from a bit of an outsider, a guy who I am sure is happy to not be facing them in inner squads all fall and is more than happy to just be defending them on the other side of the baseball in the spring. So without further ado, we're going to have a little break from our sponsors and we'll get right back into it with Hayden.
Have you heard of the 2025 Soldier Tank BB Core Baseball Bat by Soldier Sports? This isn't just any bat, it's lighter and hotter than any of its predecessors. This is thanks to its infused alloy technology that allows an ultra-big, ultra-hot sweet spot. Crafted from over 2.5 years of research and development, the Soldier Tank is the perfect blend of speed and power. Designed for both power and contact hitters, it features a formula for success. Speed times mass times impact equals extreme power. I've seen it swung. Even the miss hits have juice with the Soldier Tank. The bat is priced at an incredible $311, which is well worth it, in my opinion, to be swinging the top-scoring BB Corps bat ever. They're selling out fast, though, so head over to soldiersports.us to secure yours today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to yet another episode of the Shock Factor, Shot Factor Mashup, where we are joined by Hayden Schott once again, and his hat says exactly how I'm feeling. And that's good. It's good. Hayden, how are you doing this week?
Well, I'd have to reiterate that notion as well, Stephen. I missed you. It's good to be back. I miss being on, and honestly, it was weak of me to not come on last week. I think it didn't show what I am mentally. I'm very mentally tough, and I didn't prove that last week, but I'm here, I'm happy to be here.
Look, the college baseball thing, doing that definitely comes first. That's way more important than talking to Steve about it. We will still share your highlights. There are no hard feelings, nothing like that. You, of course, you are a graduate student in college playing baseball. That is very tough to manage. That's very tough to do. So we thank you for even taking the time out this week to talk to us. So we could not be happier to be joined by you. How's school happy been going it. This semester?
It's just schooling. I mean, kind of how school goes. School for me right now is playing baseball tomorrow. That's what I'm focused on. So it's great. I'm like, all joking aside, the school part of it here has actually been pretty cool. And I didn't think I'd actually enjoy it as much as I have, which is kind of really a bonus, because I already did my hard school stuff at Columbia. And I was kind of just like, it'll be more of a coasting year for me. And don't get me wrong, like, I definitely had a harder workload at Columbia, but I've enjoyed it. But also, I spend about 25 out of 24 hours a day at the field, so I don't exactly go to all my class like I should.
That's fair. And, you know, that's kind of part of it. You gotta work out that balance. And that's part of being a college athlete. You came from an Ivy League institution. They're going to assume you know what you're doing. If you miss a class, I feel like you can probably catch up. And in college baseball, that's half the part of what, half the reason I played was so I could miss half my school. Like, that was,
it's the one benefit that honestly goes unsaid because it's taboo. But if you are acting like that is not part of the benefit, you are lying to yourself and to your family. That is 100% a benefit, and I'll stand by it.
And people will talk about it and they'll say, like, oh, well, that it's disadvantageous to these student athletes because they aren't learning as much. I counter against that and say they still got to pass the same test. You still got to learn the material. You're just teaching 100%. Yourself at that point. I'm going to argue it's harder. You're getting smarter because of it.
Yeah, you got a supporter on that argument here, no doubt. I think us missing, okay, let's say I go on a road trip to Florida, per se, like we did last week. That would mean missing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of class. I now have to, by myself, find a way to compete in the classroom without those days that the other people had. So you tell me what's harder. I mean, listen, I think it's naive to say that it's easy and that it's not difficult. And I will always stand by it. I always have.
I'm with you. Even when I was taking my easier classes, I was still scraping by the bottom of the barrel. You know, it's tough. Even understood. The easy semesters, they're hard. But you mentioned you had the road trip to Florida where, of course, you missed some class. But also, I noticed some of the hair's gone, too. Where'd the haircut come from? That's a clean buzz.
Oh, yeah. It's not like a fade. It's just kind of like a prison buzz.
Yeah, and that's just a give me a two all the way around.
That's actually what it was. It was a two all the way around, except for my beard. I kept that. So it was after the Florida series, and we played like good, actually. I thought it was a really entertaining series. Like, two really, it felt like a super regional to me. Like, it was two just legit teams going at it the whole weekend. So it's not like we were mad at how we played, but we did lose a series. So we were like, I personally was kind of like, all right, screw it. Like, I got to do something. And then I was going to get a haircut from our trainer. Yep, that apparently happens. I didn't realize that was the thing. And she was like trimming it, and people were coming in, and I was just like, I could never do a buzz. Like, I don't know how people do that. And then I gathered enough people around me to convince me through their words of kindness and also their wallets. And with those two,
okay,
those two motivators, I mean, basically anything can be done. And
yeah,
with the right number, it was done. And it was the best decision I've ever made.
Okay. That is a fair, there are so many things in college baseball that you just touched on that popped to mind in terms of guys just coming around. It's like, okay, if we all throw in $10, then we have $200 to get Steve to do whatever we want.
100%.
You know, so I'm glad that that's what that came down to. And that's so it was, you were just sitting there. What were you originally rocking with? What was the haircut request initially?
I've had like a mullet the past 3 months. Not like it looked good. I just kind of had it. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where like,
wasn't bad.
I didn't particularly want it. No one around me particularly liked it. It was just kind of there. And I was like, all right, I got to like change something. Let's go like a little more formal. I was just going to cut the back, leave the top. I was just going to go for a very super cutsy cut. Like what I do, just kind of walk in and say, clean it up. They ask like what number I want. I'm just like, I don't know. Just clean me up.
Medium-ish.
Yeah. Just like medium length would be great, ma'am. And then it went from that to Tubby starting to throw numbers around, and I'm like fair enough, let's talk numbers. You want to talk numbers? Let's talk numbers. And the number got to a good enough point, and I was all in.
This is the beauty of NIL. I 100%. Do for my haircuts, I take my hat off, I go to my wife and I say, make me look like Bob Saget in Full House. That's what I'm going for. I think that's kind of the angle we go to, and sometimes 100%. She does better than others, but you know, that's the beauty of hair, it comes back. You know, sometimes it won't, but then we wear hats. That's the beauty of it.
That's why I'm doing it right now. 100%.
Well, I mean, I feel like that hat is just kind of stuck to you. I feel like the good hat.
Let's try to literally wear it everywhere.
What is that from? What is the good
it's,
hat?
Because so our coach, Coach Schlossnagel, like we always do like our motivational meetings in the fall and just like our money meetings and stuff. And there's this one Jocko Willink video where he talks about like responding to adversity, and he just like says good no matter what happens. And I always thought it was kind of a joke. Like I always saw the memes of it. It's like, okay, like you just got in a car crash. Good. All right. Chance to repair your car. Like I just kind of thought it was kind of funny and dumb, but he like showed it to us, and it was a very like serious meeting. And I actually kind of understood it a little bit then. And so it became a huge thing on our team, just responding to whatever happens. Good. And then on opening day, he got us all these hats, and I like everyone on the team wears them all the time, all the time.
I love that. That's so such a good setting of it too. Of like,
yeah,
brings, because everyone who knows about that video, the dog just took a shit in your shoes.
Good. Yeah,
put them on.
Good.
Put them on. Yeah, yeah. Good. You good. Wanted soft toes anyway. Stuff like that, like there's the video. Jokes come flying, and it's hilarious, but it's video. A great video too, so the messaging behind it is great. But
yeah,
we're talking about doing tough stuff that might be difficult, saying good, playing in the SEC. Hayden, I want to get your thoughts, because you've recently done it, you've recently started playing in the SEC.
Uh-huh.
When you weren't in the SEC before, you got conference play under your belt now. What are your first impressions of SEC baseball?
I just would say the pinnacle of college baseball. I mean, I've been in one league. Like I played in the Ivy League and JUCO before that, but I played a lot of teams from almost every league in the freaking country, it feels like, just because pre-conference, we'd always go play a really tough schedule. And I mean, it's the pinnacle, man. I mean, there's just the biggest thing that I've noticed is just the depth. Like I think even in the Ivy League and like some Power Five conferences and stuff, like everyone has really good starters and maybe like a few bullpens guys and that can really throw, but I swear every guy that rolls out on a weekend is just like the best pitcher ever. And it's just like, okay, all right guys, another 94 96, just get up there and stay on the heater. Like it's just like every guy, there's no like just 88 shove it out there and go have fun. There's just no such thing, which is great. I mean, that's why I chose to play in this league, but it's pretty next level.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I haven't seen a reliever in the SEC not throwing 95 this season. And if there are relievers out there that are not throwing 95, just know that I am here for you. I support you and I respect 100%. You a ton because
and I'd love for you to ridiculous. Pitch against me.
Awesome. Exactly. But it's just crazy the amount of talent and the level of talent that has really come to college baseball, especially with COVID and the draft getting shortened. But
oh yeah.
Just like development wise, and especially, I mean, you are at one place to talk about having depth, having the arm farm. Of course, you got pitching coach Max Wiener there, who, what a guy to add to a lineup. How is he is just working, like being around him, I guess, because
he's a mythical creature. Just a name in and of itself. I mean, what a name on the guy, right? I mean, it just comes with a charismatic feel. Max Wiener.
You can't be a cool guy.
You can't have that name and not be awesome. And he is. I mean, he lives up to everything you'd ever imagine from a guy named Max Wiener. He's so elite. He's a great human. He's obviously a great coach, and he's great with younger guys specifically. I think he's been great mentally with them. But numbers have shown what he's done with our pitchers, and I'm not taking anything away from our pitchers because our actual pitchers are legit. But I think having him in their corner has been so, so huge for them. I think it's been massive. So he's been a huge addition. I'm very happy I'm on the same side dugout as he is.
Yeah, it seems like the guys he is helping, of course, they develop on their own, but you know, having some instruction certainly helps. And he's definitely helped some guys get back on track. I mean, you can't teach guys to throw 98, but seems like you can find everybody and, you know, get some group think going because you guys seem to be 100%. Doing that down there. And
go.
Oh, I was just going to say, phenomenal hair, too. I don't know if it's grown out
now, but yeah.
I saw a picture in the fall, just good for the guy, you know? It's legit. I feel like there should be some positions, and I think coaches are this position, where hats aren't required. He's a hat-off kind of guy.
100%. Like
Rocket.
It's a bummer because he said he does it every season. That he, like, cuts it down to a more military type haircut. I'm like, you know, man, I get it, but like, I mean, I'm talking for you here. I'm trying to help you advertise. I mean, you're telling me those people in those stands want to see you with a buzz or like a nice two on the sides to a medium on top? No, they want to see freaking golden retriever, man. I mean, they know what they want.
I think as a pitching coach, you should have great hair because then you're coming out for a mound visit. The umpire spends a solid 5 seconds in awe of you get an extra five. Who's to 100%. Say that's when the solution won't be found in your mound meeting? You never know.
Yeah, that is a problem with the pitch clock they're trying to figure out right now. It's inexplainables like that. So
yeah,
hopefully that gets solved.
The intangibles are there.
Hey everyone, we're going to take a quick break from our discussion to hear a couple ads from our sponsors.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Now, one thing that happened this weekend that was a little peculiar, a little out of the norm, was Brady Montgomery started a baseball game. And, you know, we usually see you talking about his approach at the plate, swinging at borderline strikes, and whether or not it's going to be beneficial long term. Of course, when he does it and it's 450 feet out of the yard, it works. We'll agree with that. But how was it seeing him on the mound going out there?
Good. That's exactly how I describe it. Good. And you know what? It was also kind of demeaning to me and every other baseball player there. Like, literally the most, just because we haven't seen him do it that much, and he's just like been God at the plate besides his approach. Like, obviously he's getting lucky right now. We'll see how it works after the season's all said and done. We'll talk again then. But right now it's turned out great for him. And to see him go up and throw on the mound was just like one of the more mind-boggling things I've ever seen. I was just like, dude, this is so unfair. Like, it was honestly, I don't know, it wasn't jealousy. It was more just more upset with myself. That, wow, I did not do good as a human. This guy can throw 95 and also hit a whole 500 feet. It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it's like, what did I not do that he did that right, I should have right. been doing? You know, that yeah. way I can, not even that I want to go so much as go back and do it, but more so no, I want to no. help the next guy. You know, I
yeah,
want to
tell yeah.
the next guy how to do that. And 100%. I think the craziest part of it is like how disgusting his breaking ball is. Like the yeah, fact that he just has that in his back pocket and that's kind of just sitting in right field most of the game. That's pretty cool. I think it would be yeah. really cool to see him like maybe a situation where he has to bend an outfield assist. It's like,
uh-huh. fire right oh, away. Yeah. Like,
oh, we got a curve one. We yank one off right here. Snap it in.
100%.
I don't know if it'll come up, but maybe if it does, he is one of the few guys prepared for mm-hmm. that, you know?
No, that's something to think about. I actually think he was working on that a few days ago now that you mentioned it.
Okay.
I'll have to check the film on it, but I'm almost positive that that was something that was being worked on. But I don't know if I'm really supposed to say that, so I'll keep that hush-hush for now. But
yeah,
if you watch a game and you see it, just remember this conversation.
Yeah, just let me know if next time you go to the field, there's a L screen set up in right field just right in front of him where he
okay. would be
sort of, yeah. you know, it's yeah. like, a, hey, curve it around this sort of thing.
Yeah, like he's throwing sliders from right field into third base.
Look, I think it'd be sick. Would it be good That'd for be the UCL? So... Probably not. But hey, yeah, you but know what?
Is anything UCL? Good?
Good.
Yeah, some exactly.
are good. Everything's well, good, actually.
Good. You know? Broken UCL, chance to repair it. I mean, come on. Good. Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Chance to knock rehab out of the park. Good.
Yeah. yeah.
See, it is actually a really good mindset.
It's such a good mindset. It's just so funny.
And I feel like a lot of college baseball players make fun of it. Like they do exactly what yeah. we've done, where you make fun of it and then like you sit down and you think about it. And it's like, oh, that is actually.
Yeah. yeah like, wow, if yeah. I actually did that, I'd probably okay. be better in life. Like,
it's like, oh, that's why that guy wakes up and runs 5 miles. And,
yeah. I understand that.
I DoorDash McDonald's.
Yeah. I literally just DoorDash Taco Bell. I'm not kidding.
Don't blame you. What's your meal? What'd you get?
Well, it depends. Today I was trying to go a little more like value meal wise just because I didn't want to spend that much money. So I go
Respect.
I went three double stacker tacos, which are my freaking favorite. Good I call. Love those. And then a stacker, a little different, more of a quesadilla thing. Mm-hmm. And then I went I always splurged with one Doritos Locos taco.
Always a good call. Always
I mean have to, always... have to.
You always got to look at what the cravings value menu has.
Too, always.
Because
always
it's constantly switching. And mm-hmm. I think the thing about Taco Bell is it's all the same. It's just the vehicle of which it gets to your mouth. And the
that's a good way to put it.
Like, those are my two changes. It's like, oh, you want chips and cheese? That's also a quesadilla that's just different. You know, uh-huh. cheese is melted differently. But I could go on and on like that for hours. I won't, you know, waste your time with that. Good if point. I had a college course... It would be on the fact that, you know, Taco Bell is just giving us the same stuff over and over
in different
again.
Formats.
And I'm fine with it. You know, I really am.
I don't care.
It works. Like, I'm still showing up. I'm still in the drive-thru, getting
100%,
glass, slurping it all down.
Yeah, light ice so I can get more liquid for my buck. Like, yeah, I have no problem.
I really like where your head's at on this matter, too. That's good to hear. That's good
I'm a value hear. Guy. I have to be, right? I mean, I am not in a position right now to go buy 20 Doritos Locos tacos for myself. I mean, when I am, I 100% will be. When I'm old and all is said and done, I hope to God I can go there and not buy off the cravings value menu. But for right now, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm committed to.
You know, we can only shave our heads so many times each month.
Mm-hmm.
Only get so much income from that. You know?
Right. I mean, until there's nothing to shave. It's like biting your nails until the follicles are literally gone.
It's and like it's like your scalp's bleeding. It's like, how much you guys want to give me for this?
yeah. You guys got $1 million because I might die.
It's like, no, we didn't want to watch that, dude. You just kind of did it. we don't know what happened. You blacked
Literally
out.
Literally, no one told you to do that. That was just you being weird.
Okay. You really thought you were going to get $7. You had yourself.
That could have been a good value, actually. $7. That would have been enough at Taco Bell for a nice meal. By the way, I'll just put that in there. Also, Taco Bell is not paying us for this. That is also, they should be. If you're willing to, great. Please.
Yeah, honestly, it's clear that they aren't paying for you talking about the value. But hey, look, we can get that changed one day. We'll find a way. We'll find someone.
We could have them sponsor this, actually. We won't. We also, we're just, I mean, I definitely won't. But
hey,
that'd be pretty cool.
try to reach out to people. You never know what can happen in today's climate, in today's world of college sports.
It's a good point, sir. It's a good point.
But now getting back on track a little bit, I need to know, of course, this was a big weekend. You guys won the series against Mississippi State. Who was your favorite Texas A&M Aggie player of the weekend? Who was your, like, oh, this was our top performer? Who's it going to this week?
I mean, I hate to say Grohovac. It's just such a bummer. I hate to say Braden too. Like, it's just like these guys are good, but like no one's looking at what I'm looking at from my
intangibles.
The intangibles. And so what I'm thinking is I'm going with my guy, Caden Sorrell, freshman outfielder. He goes oppo or pull side tank, oppo double on Sunday, rubber match day. And his heart rate was low the whole weekend. And this guy acted like this was his 80th college game. It's very, very impressive. So I'm going to go with him. He's my pick.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. I do remember the Flying Sorrell tweet. That was a very good one. That was a very fun one to say, too. I like when tweets also help you with guys' names. You know, like
big
that
time.
One.
Big time.
The pun, that helps. That
Duper
helps
Sorrell, it just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, like Gavin Grohovac. I don't have something to rhyme with that. I don't have a pun. I didn't know it was back until I heard you and Jay say it, if I'm being honest with you. I thought it was Grohovic. Like just
it might be. It and honestly might be. I just kind of
breezed through it. If you could get me an answer, if you know the guy, if you know someone who knows him, if you want to get an answer, it's not really that important.
I don't really – I just don't – he's just going to be like, oh, people want to know my name. Like he's going to be like, oh, yeah, another one wants to know my name and how to say it. Screw you, Gavin.
All right.
Like, you know, Gavin. Literally, the only people who have asked the pronunciation of my last name are like ex-girlfriends, and that's literally it. It's unbelievable.
That's
just like
been there. Yeah. Man. Been there. Like the SCHO sound is not the friend of anyone, man.
No, everyone's. I love it when it's announcers. Hayden Scott. Well, all right. New last name. Let's play a ball game.
Good. I would love to know how many announcers have probably said the same last name for me and you. Because Scotch, Scock, all sorts of things. It's bad.
100%. You're probably right.
That's on us though. That's on us for getting this name.
On our ancestors.
For not getting it changed. Now we went over your player of the weekend. Do you have a teammate of the weekend? Just a team guy, you know, someone on the bench bringing the vibes, just.
It's a lot of good. Our team's so good with that, by the way. Like we got guys.
I feel like the vibes are high.
Vibes are just immaculate. We got guys who maybe aren't getting on the field as much as they want to, but they are elite in the dugout. I'm gonna go with my guy Travis Chestnut. He's small but mighty. I mean, I'll tell you what, this guy packs a punch. He may be weighing in at 180, looking at under 6 foot, but this guy's just an absolute pack a punch human. I mean, it's like. I've never seen anyone with more energy than this kid. Sometimes to the point of like, wow, Travis, my ears hurt. Like maybe quiet down a little bit. But you'd rather have that problem than the other side of the problem where they're not.
Yeah, because that problem gives you the feeling, the idea of, okay, why is that annoying me? Because I'm not being loud, you know? And then it's like, I could be doing better, you know?
100%.
So he's bringing more out of everyone too.
Yeah.
The pack. 100%. I like that reference.
He's my team guy. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. He's a good one, too. And he just hurt his oblique. And what this guy's doing in the dugout as far as standing on the bench and stuff just cannot be part of his PT. But who cares?
Oblique, not to mention the expanding in the lungs, the compressing. Right. That's a lot on the loud. Oblique.
Yeah.
And it seems like playing through that injury, that's good. Good.
Yeah.
When he hurt his oblique, did he think? Good, because now it's
he did. Yeah, he
now actually, I'll know when I'm really cheering hard.
He goes, yeah, he swung. He actually did it swinging. I'm pretty sure he swung, banged it up, and then as he's finished, he swings. Like it was just kind of like a hey, just reminder. Good, like come on, remember, stick to our values, bud. Stick to what we do.
Don't get too big. Stay within ourselves. You know,
100%.
Don't try to be selfish. Hit a home run here.
Center just be your. Be play pepper. You, man. Yeah, play pepper with the pitcher, big fella. Come on. What the game's about. Let's go.
That's That's all you got to do. Well, Hayden, is there anything else that happened this week in Texas A&M baseball we need to know about, or in the life of Hayden Schott that we need to know about? Anything else? Any closing thoughts?
Oh, man, definitely nothing in the life of Hayden Schott. Not that interesting. Kind of just kind of go to the field, play, and then come home and play the show with Jace LaViolette, which we have just adopted. I mean, you want to talk about two kids who don't really do anything else in life other than that. It's pretty bad. And he's probably actually both really improved over the past 4 days. So we've gotten a lot of bonding time together playing that game. It's been great.
Yeah. And that's good for teammates. The new one just came out, I believe. So yep. Have you guys played it before?
We've played before, obviously separately, but not to the extent that we're playing right now. Like it's honestly concerning. Like it's hurting my eyes. I'm pretty sure it's hurting my hitting because I can't see the ball plate. Like I'm just playing that much video games. It's pretty bad.
Just that two haven't adjusted yet. You know.
Yeah, that's true. That's like once I find a nice balance and like me playing the show actually helps, then you know what? Could find something special here. Could be looking at the next Tony Grant. This hat might say great next weekend. You never know.
We don't know. And the hair will be grown out. You'll have one of everything from Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. It'll be a different week, but a good week.
Ooh, I will. I'll bring Taco Bell next time. That'd actually be sick. Good call.
Dude, yeah, we'll always have Taco Bell whenever you need it, man. Well, Hayden, thank you so much, as always, for taking the time. We cannot tell you how much we appreciate you here at the Shock Factor.
I love being on, man. It's a good time. Good to see you again.
Now a quick break from our sponsors. Baseball barbecue started when a broken grill fork and a cracked bat came together to make the perfect grill tool. Now Baseball Barbecue makes patented bat handle barbecue tools and cutting boards that are licensed for the best teams in college baseball. Fun and functional, Baseball Barbecue products are perfect for casual fans and serious grillers alike, and a great way to out-tailgate your rivals. Visit baseballbarbecue.com/D1Baseball to find the perfect grilling gift for the college baseball fan in your life.
Well, there you have it, folks. I don't even know if I mentioned it, but also big shout out to Hayden for his walk-off base hit against Rhode Island a couple of weekends ago. We hadn't talked since then. So big shout out to him. And he's one of those guys who, of course, he'll share highlights of his teammates on Twitter, but he's not really a guy to share his own. He's a humble guy. You know, that's his role. And so I need to share that on his behalf because it was an insane walk-off. It was a lot of fun. Got so many bubbles flying through Olsen Stadium, which, I mean, you can't beat that. The Olsen magic was alive and well. And I can't believe that I get to talk to a person contributing to the Olsen magic on a semi-weekly basis. So shout out to Hayden. Thank you very much, as always, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us on the Shock Factor podcast. Well, that's all we have for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, of course, to our sponsors, Baseball Barbecue and Soldier Sports, for sponsoring the podcast. And thank you, of course, to D1 Baseball for making this all possible. Make sure that if you are in the market and you're like, hey, wait, I want more baseball information, like Steve, this is nice. You've given me some laughs, but I want some real insight. Then go to d1baseball.com, use code DONKEY to get 24% off your subscription, and you can get access to literally the biggest wealth of information in the college baseball market. It's what I use to keep myself fresh. And personally, I think it's a great tool that you could use too. But as always, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the Shock Factor podcast. College baseball is rad. And make sure to tune in wherever you're watching this weekend. I hope it's a great one, and I hope you have a great holiday weekend.
The Shock Factor podcast is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts.